Pain is part of the human condition. During our lifetimes, we all experience a few episodes of acute physical pain. Not many of us will escape the kind of pain we feel after stubbing a toe, spraining an ankle, or stepping barefoot on a piece of glass. But fortunately, for most people, acute pain tends to be as short-lived as it is severe. This type of pain is normal. It's healthy pain. Healthy pain is an indicator that something is wrong or is doing damage to our body. Healthy pain is part of an essential warning system. Without feeling the sharp pain that accompanies a broken limb, for example, we would carry on using it until we caused even greater damage. So in situations of injury, pain functions as a protective alarm, warning us that our house is on fire and we must take action to save it. Once the fire is out, once the broken bone has healed or the torn muscle repaired, the pain should recede. This acute pain is completely different from the type of pain that comprises 4 of the top 10 reasons why Americans consult doctors and other healthcare providers. Chronic pain. Often, chronic pain is the fire alarm that won't shut off. This enduring, unrelieved pain is a major global healthcare problem, a disease in its own right. For sometimes mysterious reasons, this pain may start gently, but over time, become stronger and stronger. We might visit several different doctors in our search for the cause of the pain, but the truth is, many times the root cause is easily overlooked. It may be something as simple as sitting hunched in front of a computer all day, or that bicycle accident we had a decade ago, or something else. We often just don't know. None of the standard medical approaches are designed to permanently relieve non-disease-related chronic pain. It seems to persist even with visits to massage therapists, physical therapists, osteopaths, chiropractors, and other specialists. These passive treatments feel good and provide temporary relief, but the pain usually returns within hours. According to the National Institutes of Health, chronic pain is the most common cause of long-term disability in the United States. Chronic pain is a life-altering, life-limiting daily state for 1 in 5 U.S. adults. The American Chronic Pain Association lists lower back problems, arthritis, repetitive stress injuries, headaches, and fibromyalgia as some of the most common sources of pain. The price tag of chronic pain is staggering. In the United States, the cost of chronic pain in adults, including healthcare expenses and lost productivity, has been estimated at $560 billion to $630 billion annually. That's billion with a B. Then there is the incalculable toll on individuals and families. A survey of almost 50,000 Europeans found that 27% of chronic pain sufferers said their pain made maintaining their relationships with family and friends very difficult, if not impossible. Chronic pain sufferers experience deficits in all kinds of cognitive functioning, including perception, thinking, reasoning, and memory. According to the European Journal of Pain, 61% of those with chronic pain are less able or simply unable to work outside the home because of their pain. One Canadian study found that arthritis pain shortens sufferers' working lives by an average of 4 years. Sadly, due to their inability to diagnose or treat so-called mechanical pain or nonspecific musculoskeletal pain, many doctors believe that some degree of pain is normal and that we should be prepared to tolerate it. And millions of people do just that, year after year. Too often, people turn to doctors who have little training in pain management and who tend to freely prescribe drugs, including opioids, in response to complaints of pain. Even if you put aside the serious risk of overdose and death, opioids can also increase the risk of accidents, disrupt your periods if you're a woman, lower your sex drive, whether you're a woman or a man, trigger sleep apnea, cause constipation, and contribute to heart and lung problems.